For brands in the digital age, content is the customer experience. That's why industry leaders like KFC, MailChimp, and BMW rely on the Contentful Composable Content Platform to easily create, collaborate, manage, and deliver content across all channels, resulting in meaningful customer experiences and significant business results. Ready to maximize your content's potential? Get started at Contentful.com. Contentful, where content drives business momentum.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, March 14th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he's putting together a consortium to try to buy TikTok. Mnuchin, who has long crusaded against Chinese ownership of the app, didn't specify how he might buy the business, which could be valued at more than $100 billion. But his comments show that interest would likely be high among potential buyers should the bill that the House passed yesterday eventually force a sale of the company. Meta says that it plans to decommission CrowdTangle, a data tool long used by academic researchers, journalists, and others to monitor the spread of content on its services. The company plans to shut down the platform in 5 months and will replace it with a tool called the Meta Content Library. The tool will be available only to academic and nonprofit researchers, not to most news outlets. The company said it will be an upgrade over CrowdTangle and include the ability to search content based on how widely it was viewed. And SpaceX's Starship spacecraft has pulled off an extended flight through space on its third test mission. Shortly after launching the nearly 400-foot-tall rocket, SpaceX successfully separated the booster from the spacecraft, which proceeded to fly for around an hour before it was lost when re-entering Earth's atmosphere. That's according to a company livestream. The mission advanced much farther than the company's previous two Starship test flights. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.